USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is winding down his swing of Western states with a rally in Las Vegas. The president, speaking at the Las Vegas Convention Center, addresses a report in the New York Times that Russia was trying to help Kim get elected over Democrats.
Nothing Democrats. That Putin wants to make sure I get elected. Listen to this. So, doesn't he want to see who the Democrat's going to be? Wouldn't he rather have, let's say, Bernie? Wouldn't he rather have Bernie, who honeymooned in Moscow? Wouldn't that be? These people are crazy.
The jury in the Harvey Weinstein sexual assault trial has reached a verdict on 3 of the 5 counts. The jurors are off for the weekend and will continue to deliberate in an attempt to complete a consensus on all 5 counts on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A winter storm is making travel tricky for folks in North Carolina and Virginia. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities.
For the second year in a row, the number of people who died in car crashes declined in 2019, according to the National Safety Council's preliminary estimates released on Thursday. The data shows an estimated 38,000 people died in motor vehicles on the road last year, a 2% decrease from 2018, which is a 4% decrease from 2017. Aside from fatalities, the council recorded 4.4 million people suffered injuries that resulted from the car crash, which is also a 2% decrease from 2018. These injuries were so serious that they required medical attention. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is meddling in the 2020 election once again. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House. The election security head for the department, director of national intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are getting their last-minute campaigning in before Saturday's Nevada caucus, and President Trump is also campaigning in Nevada. These Trump supporters say the Democrats don't stand a chance in 2020.
I think Minnie Mike's going to spend a lot of money for nothing. You know, no one can out, you know, debate, you know, Donald Trump.
He's a man, you know. He's a president. There's no way. There's no competition.
You have to put up a superstar to go against him, and what I'm seeing is it's not happening.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.